The first ever drug to treat postpartum depression has been approved by the FDA. It's called Zulresso, and it's made by Cambridge-based Sage Therapeutics. The drug is administered intravenously, and the treatment takes 60 hours. But women can see results in just 2 days, much faster than with general antidepressants already on the market. Joining me now is Sage's Chief Business Officer, Mike Clunan. He's on the line from Arizona. Hi there, Mike.
Hey, Callum. How are you?
I'm well, and congratulations on your FDA approval. I've been reading up on the prevalence of postpartum depression, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that one in nine women experiences symptoms of postpartum depression, Mike. So that's a huge number. Is that the pool for your new therapy? Who's actually a candidate for Zulresso?
Yeah, it's a great question, Callum. I think the way we've looked at this market, and you know, as you said, this is the first and only drug specifically approved for PPD. So we're really excited not only for Sage because it's our first product too, but for patients. And the number of patients in the U.S. alone, there's over 400,000 women every year that experience postpartum depression. And what we know is it is the most common medical complication of childbirth, and we think Zulresso has really a chance to change this paradigm and bring hope to women who suffer from PPD and their families.
So that's the promise of the drug. What might be the risks, though, Mike? I know that a small number of women in clinical trials lost consciousness during these infusions.
Right, and so we think, you know, through work of the FDA that we had over the last several months and over the course of the year through our clinical trials, we feel confident in the benefit-risk profile of Zulresso. And in working with the FDA, as we said, we do have a REMS program that is designed to ensure safe use for patients. So we believe that this product profile, how fast-acting and rapid the product takes effect, you mentioned that within 2.5 days, it's a one-time treatment for patients with PPD, and we've seen in 2.5 days very high response and remission rates for women. And we've seen that benefit actually take place in hours as well. So this is a very much a paradigm shift from what we've seen with antidepressants that might take weeks to months to take effect, if at all.
And then how long can relief last, Mike? And then is it used in conjunction with a conventional antidepressant after the fact?
Yeah, so what we've studied, Cal, we studied out to 30 days of durability of Zulresso. So we studied this over the course of the 60-hour treatment and then followed women out to 30 days, and we continue to see that durable effect and that it was well-tolerated. We also studied that you could come into the study having taken antidepressants and being stable on those antidepressants, so women can continue to take them. But we see Zulresso as a one-time sort of monotherapy as the best use of this product, and we'll see how this plays out in the marketplace.
As you well know, Mike, the healthcare industry has received a lot of criticism recently for very expensive drugs. This one, I understand, will cost about $34,000 for a course of treatment. There could be some discounts after the fact, but that also doesn't include the cost of staying at a medical facility for the course of a couple of days either. So, you know, what would your guidance be to people who are saying, you know, this is just too high? A lot of women won't be able to afford this.
Yeah, Calum, I think the way we look at the pricing is we've really taken a very thoughtful approach to pricing, and our whole pricing strategy is meant to take into account the clinical value that Zulresso will bring to moms and their families, right? This is a very innovative medicine, as we've talked about. It's unlike anything that exists on the market. And what we do know, having talked to both patients and payers, that there is tremendous unmet need that exists with moms today with postpartum depression. Many of them fall through the cracks. They don't know where to go to get the care, and when they do, the treatments are suboptimal. So we think Zulresso really fills a high level of unmet need in this marketplace, and all the research we've done feels that this is a very responsible and thoughtful approach to pricing as to how we've priced this product.
Do you expect that insurance companies will cover it so that the cost is a little bit more approachable for folks who can't just shell out $30,000 out of pocket?
Yeah, good question. We absolutely do. We feel confident in the access of this product. That's really what it's about. Pricing really leads to access, and will patients have access to this product? And through a lot of the work that we've done in the pre-commercial setting, we've engaged hundreds of payers and insurance companies to really help them understand what is the unmet need in postpartum depression, where Zulresso could fill some of those gaps, and then what are some of the hot buttons that they may have. And based on those conversations, they recognize the unmet need, and they see the level of innovation that Zulresso is bringing to moms and families. And we feel confident that we'll have access for patients at the time of launch.
And I understand that Sage has another drug in the works that also will treat postpartum depression, but it would be a pill, and it would be taken orally daily. So what's the target demo for that, Mike? Are these drugs sort of complementary? Are they for different types of patients?
Yeah, so see, you're referring to Sage-217, which is our second product that's in the late-stage trials in phase 3 right now for both postpartum depression but also major depressive disorder, insomnia, and also bipolar depression. So multiple indications here. With postpartum depression specifically, if both products are on the market, if we're fortunate to have both products, both Zulresso and SAGE-217, we think there's an opportunity to create options for patients, which we think is a great thing. In a market today, postpartum depression has no specifically approved indications or products specifically for PPD. To have two products, one an IV and an oral, we think there's a great opportunity to provide options for patients. And at the end of the day, you know, with those options, it's going to come down to the physician and the patient making the best choice for them. But we really believe in creating optionality for patients with both products.
Mike Clunan is the Chief Business Officer at Sage Therapeutics in Cambridge. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Thanks, Callum.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Callum Borchers. This is Radio Boston.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.